I'm Zachary Turner. State regulators accepted Duke Energy's plan to reduce carbon pollution and meet growing energy demand. But a controversial decision to approve Duke's request to delay compliance with a key carbon pollution target has drawn criticism from environmental groups. Here's the report. State law mandates that Duke Energy update its plan to reach carbon neutrality every 2 years. Duke and the state consumer advocacy group delayed compliance with a key milestone toward that goal by 4 years. Jim Warren is the executive director of energy watchdog NC Warren.
They're simply expanding fossil fuels as hard as they can. Again, totally backward from what the science community globally is calling for, insisting, especially regarding methane.
Duke Energy plans to retire all coal generators by 2036, but the utility will add around 3,620 megawatts of new natural gas generation. That includes two new gas generators at the Marshall Steam Station on Lake Norman. The order also approves adding over 6,000 megawatts of renewable energy generation, including solar, hydro, and onshore wind. It also includes plans to expand Duke's residential solar plus battery storage pilot program to include businesses. Matt Abel is executive director of the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
Seeing an option to help reduce the upfront cost of solar and storage for commercial customers is, you know, exactly the right move that we want to be seeing moving forward.
Duke called state regulators' decision to accept its July settlement with the state consumer advocacy group constructive. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.